Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And this morning, I'm going to talk about why a narcissist can't love. So many people don't understand this because they don't realize that a narcissist is not built like you. But I'm going to lay it down here in this podcast this morning before I get interrupted, okay? Because I'm always interrupted over here, all right? But anyway, you guys, the reason that a narcissist can't love is because you have to understand the background of a narcissist. A narcissist looks at love as weakness, okay? When you love somebody, you have to be vulnerable and you have to open yourself up to the other person. And it makes you, you know, to a narcissist, it makes you weak. Not only that, but when you open yourself up to love, okay, you become a target, and a narcissist is afraid of getting hurt. That's really what it stems to. A narcissist is afraid of getting hurt, and in order to love somebody, they have to be completely open, completely vulnerable, show this other person their vulnerabilities, okay? Now, the other thing that you have to remember when it comes to why a narcissist can't love, you've got to look at that narcissist's childhood. I always say, you want to know what somebody is? Take a good look at their background. Take a good look at their childhood and see what that person went through. When you look at somebody's childhood, you'll understand why that person does what they do, okay? So a narcissist is either undervalidated or overvalidated, okay? And they have this constant need for control. They are very anxious people. This is what people don't understand, okay? And this is what a lot of influencers don't talk about. The fact that narcissists have a lot of anxiety. And this is why they have that need for control, that constant need to control everything. Control, you know, how things are in the house, control what you say, control the fact that they have the last say on things, where they go, what they want to do, they want to be in charge. This is all because of that need for control, because control soothes the narcissist's anxiety. But getting back to the point at hand, why can't a narcissist love? Well, did that narcissist ever get shown love as a child? Do they know how to love? Okay. Now, a lot of people will say, well, you know, you could have two people that come out of the same household and one could love and one can't. In other words, let's say you come out of a household where there was a lot of trauma. Well, the reason that the narcissist can't is because the narcissist is a weaker person, okay? It's as simple as that. A narcissist is weak. This is why they do the opposite. They portray the opposite of who they are. See, narcissists attract a lot of people because they portray that they're this strong, self-confident, individual, take charge person. But I always tell them that is just a front, okay? Because a narcissist is extremely, extremely insecure, okay? And how do you know that? Because when the chips are down, the narcissist gets going, okay? The narcissist, you know, they're not as tough as they try to portray, okay? So, you guys, why can't they love? They can't love because a lot of times they don't know what love is and they're afraid of love, okay? See, the reason that one child may become more narcissistic than another child is, number one, their basic personality. You know, when you're born as a baby, each baby has a different temperament, and some kids need more attention and more, you know, love to stay and fly straight, whereas a narcissist may have needed that extra attention and they didn't get it, okay? So they become narcissistic, and then the other child was a stronger individual that could see what it is, that isn't afraid to speak their mind, all right? And doesn't become narcissistic and says, you know what? I come from a toxic home and I don't want to be like these people. Why? Because they're more courageous and they're not afraid to stand up to the narcissists, maybe in their family. So, you guys, it comes down to this. A narcissist doesn't also, they also, you know, they don't want to put the work in. When it comes to love, love takes work. You know, you have to sacrifice for another person. You have to compromise with another person. You have to work with another person. It's not just about you. You're not just doing things in life that, you know, satisfy you. You've got to put yourself out there for another person, okay? And this is why narcissists can't love their children either, because it means sacrifice. And a narcissist doesn't want to sacrifice. Kids take a lot of work, and a narcissist doesn't want to put in the work, just like they don't want to put in the work in a relationship. So this is why a narcissist can't love, for, you know, two main reasons. They don't want to put in the work. They don't want to sacrifice. In order to love somebody, they've got to be willing to sacrifice for you. Period. Dot. End of story. And this is something that a narcissist doesn't want to do. But the big reason that a narcissist can't love is because a narcissist doesn't want to be vulnerable and open themselves up, because they feel that if they open themselves up and they're vulnerable, they're going to get hurt. And why do they feel all this? Because it comes back to the root of what I tell you in every fucking podcast. A narcissist can't trust. They're like a wounded bird that can't trust, okay? They're always guarded, especially a covert narcissist. A narcissist is always guarded. They're afraid. Their internal ego is so fucking fragile, okay, that they can't be transparent. They can't resolve conflict head on with somebody else because they just can't handle being wrong and dealing with shame, you guys. This is what it's all about, okay? So take a look at who you're dealing with. Take a look at where they come from, their you know, childhood background, how they grew up, what kind of household did they grow up in? Were they shown love? Maybe they were overvalidated and they were the entitled child. But even the entitled child does not know how to love, okay? They don't know how to love. So, because they never felt like they had control either, okay? Maybe the entitled child got, you know, given so many things because the parent was not emotionally available for that child, okay? So, to make up for it, the parent spoiled the child, but the child did not get that love that they needed. They don't need, you know, that shiny big toy at the store and become spoiled in the entitled child. What they needed was the time of the parent, that the parent would give to that child to make that child feel safe, comfortable, and loved. But instead, that child became entitled, because usually when a child becomes entitled, it's because their parent is emotionally unavailable and they try to, you know, make up for it by spoiling or entitling that child, or they feel bad for that child because maybe that other parent wasn't around or something along those lines. And this is where you end up with like a narcissistic child, okay? Because maybe they had a narcissistic other parent that they is not in their life and they feel abandoned, all right? So that's an example of a child that is overvalidated and can't love. But it all comes down to the core, you know, base of things, which means that you're dealing with a wounded person. A narcissist is a wounded ego, okay? Sorry, you guys. It's hard to talk because, you know, I'm so tired. A narcissist is a wounded ego. So, you know, because this person can't trust and they're not going to trust you, how the fuck do you expect them to ever love you? You can't love somebody unless you can completely trust that person and that person can completely trust you. So, like I always say, when you're dealing with somebody, the first thing, this is so important, you guys. The first thing is to say to yourself, can this person trust me? Can this person really trust me? All right? Because if they can't trust you, they're not going to completely open up to you and be vulnerable to you. They're not going to be all in. And that's another point. That's why you got to go listen to my other podcasts about how narcissists are, you know, never completely all in. They're never all in. Another reason is because they don't trust, okay? And if they don't trust, they can't love you, okay? And you get this a lot when you have, let's say, again, look at the narcissist background. Were they somebody that saw a lot of things in their parents' life? Maybe they saw their parent always cheating. Maybe they saw their parents always fighting. Maybe they said, you know what? There is no such thing as love. You know, you got to go out and you got to get yours, okay? You know, so whoever you're with is going to screw you over in the end. You can't trust people. So now you're dealing with this untrusting person. And how are you expecting them to ever love you? They're not going to love you, okay? And this is why a narcissist can't love, because they can't trust and they're afraid of getting hurt. That's basically it in a nutshell. They are afraid of getting hurt, okay? But the thing is, they won't tell you that. They'll pretend to be in the relationship. And this is how they waste your fucking time and waste your life, because they pretend that they're all in and they're not. Their mind is somewhere else. And this is the covert narcissist. They pretend to be all in, but they're not. You know, they're not completely emotionally available and all into the relationship, because maybe they have a mommy daddy tie. They're a mama's boy or mama's girl, and they haven't cut the cord. So they're not all into the relationship because they haven't cut the cord with their mommy and daddy. All right. Or they're not into the relationship because they have this fear that you're going to cheat on them because they saw their parents cheating on people, or they grew up in a neighborhood where they saw their aunts jumping from bed to bed when they were married. And now they don't trust anybody. Yeah, of course that person's not going to fucking be able to love, because they can't trust anybody, because they didn't see love. They didn't realize that love is possible, where two people can open up and give to each other. Although love is very rare, okay? The other thing too, you guys, like I say, you always got to look at the childhood. And I'll give you an example. Like my friend who got murdered, the guy that murdered her, well, he had a bad rap sheet to begin with, but when you looked at his background, his stepfather beat him multiple times, okay? His stepfather beat him relentlessly, and evil breeds evil. He made this guy even more evil than he was. He was a malignant narcissist that murdered my friend, but he can't, like, if you look into their background, and it's the same when you watch these Dateline stories and murders and crime stories, just look at their childhood. It is right there. It is a blueprint of who the fuck this person is most of the time, or you will understand why they do what they do because of their childhood. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they didn't get love, okay? Especially with a malignant narcissist. A lot of times, malignant narcissists hate their mothers, okay? Maybe their mother wasn't emotionally there for them. Maybe they feel their mother was out whoring around, or they just don't like women. That's if they're, they're a misogynist, okay? Or something along that line. Or if it's the other way and it's a female, you know, she doesn't trust women and everything like that. But you guys, it's like this. If somebody, you know, that's where you have, like I said, evil breeds evil. It's the cycle of abuse that goes on from generation to generation. But the thing that you have to remember is that just because you come from a toxic home, okay, believe me, I know what it is, all right? Just because you come from a traumatic home, maybe you saw a lot of violence or you dealt with a lot of things, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't love. If you can love after being in that kind of environment, you are a strong fucking person. And, you know, chances are you are not a narcissist because you can open yourself up. You have the courage to open yourself up and be vulnerable with your partner. All right. But when it comes to a narcissist is a weak person internally. Okay. And that means that they have a weak ego. They are a coward. A narcissist is a basic coward, okay? This is why they have to hide. The covert narcissist has to hide and they have to be secretive because they are a basic coward that can't face going toe-to-toe with anybody and dealing with being shot down. They can't deal with shame, okay? So, you know, to wrap up this podcast, remember this. The reasons that a narcissist can't love, the number one reason is because they are afraid of getting hurt. And also, they look at people that, they look at life in a different way, you guys, okay? They don't look at life, like I said in my other podcast, get married, have children, you know, be with one person and live happily ever after and build with that person. No, it's a dog. To a narcissist, the narcissist mindset is this. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I gotta get mine. You can't trust anybody out there. So, you know, I'm only doing what I have to do to survive. And if you get hurt, oh well, you did it to yourself because you didn't know the game. That's the mind of the narcissist, okay? But what the narcissist doesn't realize is that they lose in the long game of life, because they have tunnel vision and they are narrow-minded thinkers. They don't see the big picture. They think in terms of the body and the flesh and, you know, instant gratification. They don't think in terms of the spirit, which is eternal. The flesh dies and the spirit is forever. And this is what narcissists, they can't think beyond, okay? They don't want to think beyond, because in order to think beyond means they have to change their ways or live in fear of some godly presence. And the narcissist doesn't want to live in fear, okay? Because they are very anxious and fearful inside, and they don't want to have to deal with any more boundaries, not even from a godly presence. They won't tell you that, but that's what's going on, you guys. So, you know, understand this. A narcissist is afraid of getting hurt. And, you know, the other thing too, they don't want to, like I said, they can't love because love equals work. Love equals sacrifice. So they don't want to do that either. The other thing that you got to keep in mind with a narcissist is a narcissist is all about lust. They're not about love. They're about instant gratification and thrills. They're about games, okay? They're about short-term pleasures. That's what a narcissist is about. Because like I said before, love is an action. It's work. You build with another person over a period of time. You go through the good, bad, and ugly, and you build that love because of the sacrifice that you put for each other. Love is a lot stronger, and love takes a lot more work. And the narcissist is just not willing to put that work in, and they don't trust love because they never felt love in their childhood, okay? Because they either came from, you know, a home of trauma, or they were the entitled child. And understand that an entitled child is not necessarily a loved child, because in order to love a child, you have to, you know, have boundaries with that child. You know, you have to show a child love and give them your time and, you know, sacrifice for a child. And a lot of these entitled children, you know, they were bought whatever they want and told they could do whatever they want to do because the parent was emotionally unavailable or just didn't have the time a lot of times to give to that child. So they overcompensated that child by maybe buying things for that child or letting them do what they want to do, because maybe that parent felt a sense of guilt because they were going through their own shit and they couldn't give to that child, and that child became the entitled child, all right? But in any event, the narcissist never felt that sense of love, so they never trusted love. So again, it comes back to the concept of trust. A narcissist can never love because they don't trust love. They feel that love will hurt them, and that all stems from their childhood where they got hurt, okay? They didn't get the love, caring, and attention and nurturing that they should have gotten. And a lot of times people become narcissists because of poor parenting, all right? Poor parenting. Not necessarily all parents are bad, because there is a genetic component involved, because everybody has a different kind of temperament and your childhood will mold you into a person. So it's a combination of both. Okay, in my opinion, it's a combination of both. It's somebody's basic temperament. That's why babies have different temperaments. And some children need more care, more love and attention than others. And the ones that need that love and attention and that don't get it, you know, sometimes will become the narcissist because they become bitter and they don't trust love. And here's this person that doesn't trust love and, you know, because they've been hurt or they didn't feel that sense of love, so they don't trust love, okay? So these are all the reasons why a narcissist can't love, okay? They don't trust it. They feel that love will hurt them down the road because maybe they didn't have it in their childhood, or maybe they've seen it growing up. They saw people get hurt all the time, so they don't trust love, all right? And they're all about instant gratification, okay? Because, you know, when you love somebody and you're dealing with one person, it could get a little boring after a while, you know, the same thing with the same person. But there is a beauty in it, you know, building with somebody and having that, you know, bond and that strength with that other person and knowing that the other person is there for you and you're building, you know, this wonderful bond with them. But see, a narcissist doesn't trust that. So a narcissist is just looking for instant gratification wherever they can. That's why a lot of narcissists are promiscuous. They associate sex with love. If they can get a lot of sexual partners, they think that they're being loved. But sex is not love, okay? Pure sex is just a lustful thing. Love comes with the intimacy of letting yourself be vulnerable and opening up to that person. That's the difference. But when you open yourself up to that person, okay, you're showing that person your true, authentic self, you also, you know, make yourself vulnerable and you're trusting that other person that they won't hurt you. And this is something that a narcissist just can't do. They can't trust, so they can't completely love. They can't love. But they will lie and say they can. And this is how they waste people's lives, by pretending to be in a relationship when they're really not all in and they're one step, you know, out the door, or they're doing other things because they're not trusting their partner. Okay, they can't trust their partner. So they're always protecting themselves, and they may, you know, have situationships on the side because they're afraid of getting hurt. They figure if their partner cheats on them, it doesn't hurt them as much because they already cheated on them, right? This is what some of these sick narcissists do. They're so afraid of getting hurt and being vulnerable and, you know, being faithful that they will cheat on their partner because they're so afraid of getting hurt, and it would crush them to open themselves up and to love and trust their partner and then to get hurt. So, you know, they feel, I'll screw you over before you screw me over, so that if you, you know, cheat on me, it doesn't hurt me as much because I already got over on you. This is the sick mind of the narcissist who doesn't trust anybody in this world. And that's because they are a wounded, damaged person that was never got that love and validation, or were overvalidated as a child. Okay? So I hope that makes it pretty clear for you guys to understand why a narcissist can never love. All right, let me get going before I get interrupted. Have a great day, you guys, and please share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123, and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.